Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
98FM's Now That's What I Call Sport podcast.
Now, you'll remember earlier in the year, I was joined in studio for an emotional interview by a Dublin man called Brendan Dawson, a player for Airfield United. He had to stop playing and put his whole life on hold to fight cancer. That interview was in early July, and just over 3 months later, he returned to the pitch yesterday. And we said at the time we'd do a follow-up, and he joins me on the line now. Brendan, good morning, how are you?
Jamie, how are you? Good to speak to you again.
Now, if you go onto Twitter, at We Are Airfield, we've just retweeted a picture of Brendan back on the pitch yesterday for Airfield United. And Brendan, before we speak about the return, you might just give us a brief reminder of the story you told us in July.
Yeah, not a bother, Jamie. 3 years ago, I found a cyst on my testicle. I went to get it checked, and I was told there's nothing to worry about. That it was just a cyst. Unfortunately, my mother got sick this time last year. I done a follow-up check and wasn't happy. Went into the doctor where I was immediately brought for surgery. When I came up from surgery, I was told they had a testicle removed, that I was one of the lucky ones, that the cancer was fully enclosed and that I could get on with my life and I'd have to do checkups for the next 2 or 3 years. My six-month checkup came there in May and I was told immediately that I'd have to start 3 bouts of chemotherapy, which was a 3-cycle term. During the treatment, I ran into complications where clots formed on the brain and I nearly passed away. But thanks to the people in Beaumont and Professor Grogan, they got everything on track, changed around the treatment. And I went from 3-term cycle of chemotherapy to a 4-cycle, and I finished there now 5 weeks ago. And 2 weeks ago there, I was told again for the second time that I now have the all clear.
Fantastic. So you've been through the chemo, you've been through the operations, you've been through the emotions of all of it, and to be told that you have the all clear, what was that feeling like?
Yeah, look, it's fantastic. It's more a relief for my family, my wife in particular, and the kids. But for me, I don't mean to be anyway negative, because I'm not negative at all, but I'll deal with it, because they told me the last time, look, you've got the all clear, you've nothing at all to worry about. So this time, I'm delighted with the news, but I'm sort of in the back of my head, I'm just like, we'll just draw a line under this and take each day as it comes from now on. Like, they've said to me that the next 3 to 6 months are the most important to see if any cells reform as well. But they've also told me that with the treatment that I've got, 19 out of 20 people will never have any side effects again. So I'm hoping this time around that I'm definitely one of them 19 people, you know.
Of course, and Airfield yesterday tweeted, it's great to see at DOS05 back in an Airfield jersey, Brennan. You're there in your pink and black striped jersey in action. How did it feel to be back on the pitch?
Ah, look, it's absolutely fantastic. It's something I had to do mentally. I was told not to go back playing football until contact football or any sort of sport till December. But once I got the all clear, and it was just a case of, look, taking it easy. And to be honest, the lads there at Airfield have been absolutely amazing. I'm actually up with the second team, and there's a new management team in there at the moment, Gary Deegan, Phil Cox, Joe and Dave McMahon. And they took me under their arm and allowed me to train, looked after me, and I basically started to crawl, walk. And then as of yesterday, it was my first game back. I wouldn't say I was much good, but just to get back out onto the pitch and play competitive football, put a tackle, put a header in, there's no feeling in the world that can describe that. And I'm sure any footballer that's listening, or anyone that plays football, whether it's professional to a game of ball with your mates on a Saturday or a Sunday, that feeling of going across the white line, nothing replaces it, you know. So it was fantastic to be back on the pitch yesterday, and especially with my friends. All my mates are at Airfield, so it was a great day. Like, and there was a lot of family there, emotional for a lot of them. But for me, it was just a game of ball, and I was just delighted to be back trying to play football, you know. It was brilliant.
Yeah, that game against Fairview CY, I think a 3-2 defeat in the end. And I'm sure the opposition, Bren, even though most of them probably knew or were aware of your story, they certainly weren't going easy or showing you any sympathy, which shows, you know, how far you've come in your recovery and your treatment, that you're back on the pitch in a competitive game where fellas are trying to smash you.
Oh, it's one of them things you're always saying, just give us an easy game to ease me way back in. We played a 3-5-2 and I was left at a 3. And there was a winger, a little lad, 22 years of age. And I think 10 years ago, I wouldn't have been able to catch him. So it was just like trying to get positional sense so I didn't get too tight so he'd spin me and roll. But look, it was brilliant to be back on. And in fairness to favour, their manager came over to me after the game, said, look, I've followed your story. Congratulations. Great to see. So it was a class act from them and from my club, Airfield, as well. The amount of goodwill messages and gestures I got from people last night on social media, text messages, it's just brilliant. Like, the support behind me has been absolutely fantastic, and I can't thank people enough, you know.
Yeah, great stuff. And I actually WhatsApp Brendan myself around 10:30 last night, and he took the WhatsApp and arranged to have an early call in Manchester Airport this morning, which is great. And lastly, Brendan, I know you want to mention when you spoke to us in July about what you want to say to men listening about what happened to you and what can happen to others, and what's very important for men to do to check themselves and to make sure if they've any doubts at all that they go and get things looked at as you did.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, as I mentioned in our previous interview, I've never been to a doctor a day in my life. I've never been to a doctor since I got basically a needle in my bum when I was 4 years old. And I never thought anything like this would come on my doorstep. Hasn't affected any of my family or close friends. And then all of a sudden, this is thrown upon me, and I'm just like, how is this happening to me? So, like I said, I stressed a million times, make the check, please. Chemo isn't fun. It was a nightmare to go through. It was one of the hardest things I ever had to do. And it's simple, just have a feel around, have a check. If there's any uncertainties at all, please, please, please go to your doctor, go to your GP, and just get it checked out. Do not leave something like this to chance, because as I've said so many times before, chemotherapy isn't fun, and it's not something I'd like to see anyone go through, especially with family and friends around them. So please, please make the check. I can't stress enough, you know, James.
Yeah, and loads more on this story as well. Our full interview with myself and Brendan from July, which at the time Brendan was very sick, and you know, there are parts of that interview talking about the illness, but also talking about, you know, how he found what he found, going through the treatment process and how it impacts friends and family and all that. That interview, we're going to repost it on 98fm.com right now, so go to the podcast section and you'll find it if you want to have a listen back. And Brendan, thanks a million for your time. The best of luck for the rest of the season, and we'll speak to you soon.
Jamie, thank you very much. As always, a touch of class, and I'll speak to you very soon. Thanks very much, mate.
98FM's. Now that's what I call sport. Get the full show every Sunday morning from 9, only on 98FM.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.